You're listening to the Three Guys On podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. Try not to do bad things.
Hey, what's happening, you guys? This is Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And we are joined today in the mighty Three Guys On studio by Mr.
I am Herbie Gill.
And Mr.
Philippe Schaefer.
And we are Three Guys On, plus one. Actually, plus two, minus one, which makes us four guys on, because Tim Miller is once again off raising a daughter.
A little baby girl.
Trying to raise a daughter, man.
He's on maternity leave.
That damn little girl won't get a job yet.
Yeah, how long?
How long does this shit last?
How long does maternity leave last for?
I don't know.
It's only supposed to be 6 weeks.
Well, it's been three, right?
Yeah, it's been three.
It's more than six these days. We're not some
6 weeks.
Third world country here. People take
third world countries. They have the babies on a job.
Yeah,
they're
but
like,
we're
whatever,
not.
Get back
yeah,
to
but
work.
We're not Europe.
We're not Europe.
When was she born? 1 week ago?
No, she was born like
three weeks
oh, almost.
Really?
Yeah.
So it might be 3 weeks now.
3 weeks.
She's really new. So here we are, people. We got people. We have to fill Tim's shoes.
Let's take a vote. Who do we get on the podcast first, Tim or his daughter? She's going to fill in for Tim.
She's going to fill in for her daddy.
And Tim's trying to raise, he's got shit to do. So welcome me.
So you might recognize Herbie's voice. You hear him often at the beginning. Give us one, Herbie.
You're listening to the Three Guys On podcast. Bitches leave.
There you go.
You know what?
And that was live.
Before we depart today, we're going to have to get you to do like 10 more of those.
I would love to.
I got a couple in mind that we don't have. But I was brainstorming earlier trying to think of things, catchy phrases, and I couldn't come up with that many. So we're going to have to figure it out as we go.
Is the one that comes at the beginning, is that still the original one that you recorded?
We mix it up. Sometimes I won't put one on at all. Sometimes I will. Just we fuck with it. Yeah.
So we need some more drops from her.
Yeah.
Drops. I'm wondering, do y'all still?
Philippe, you can even try one. You can get your voice to work good.
Is it working?
Yeah,
I can see if I can get it deep there.
Well, I can turn your bass up if you want. I can. Here he goes.
I can manufacture it.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh wow!
There we go. You listen to the yes. Three Guys On podcast.
What's up, girl?
Yeah, the voice of the 4'9" Jewish man.
Girl,
you're funny as hell too.
Somewhere,
you listen to
somewhere,
Three Guys
woman,
On podcast.
A woman
panties
just got
off.
Wet. The way I was about to say, somewhere a woman just got wet. I guarantee you on that one.
Sit on your speaker. Turn it up loud.
Do y'all still do this podcast in Tim's place?
No,
my old place?
No. The studio. We've been floating the studio.
Yeah.
For a while.
Right now we are at the green room of the draft house. As
yep.
a matter of fact,
been floating yeah. the.
This
floating
might be the
studio.
Permanent relocation.
This is very.
Good.
This is very handy.
I got a nice view of the Rite Aid.
Yeah,
I
see people the Rite Aid.
There you go.
I got my back
some
to Rite Aid. Fuck Rite Aid.
Yeah, this will be better than a TV, like VH1 Soul or something like that. Distracts everybody.
Very distracting. VH1 Soul is very distracting.
We're just sitting in here recording, not bothering anybody. It's very nice. I'm looking at a poster of Frank Sinatra being arrested.
Frank Sinatra. I know
what? That comes Randolph.
They
down.
Have his the famous Frank Sinatra mugshot. Is yeah. blown up on the wall at the green room of the draft house. One night, I was actually curious, like, why did he get arrested, right? Like, because, you know, it's a famous picture, but you don't really know. He wasn't really known to have, like, you know, been, he hung around with criminals, but he wasn't a criminal.
Don't we all, though?
He was arrested for, this is the quote from Wikipedia, carrying on with a married woman.
Is that even
carrying
a crime?
On.
That was a crime?
That was a crime. Oh, you got carrying on, kid. turn around. I got to put the cuffs
turn
on
around,
you, buddy.
See?
You're carrying on too much.
I'm carrying on.
Too much of that carrying on. You're rousting about, boy. Come on.
Bitches. Now, we've never had Philippe on the podcast. Philippe, you have a great wallet, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very expensive. This is the best wallet. I got rid of a very nice leather wallet. For this paperclip, giant paperclip.
The giant paperclip
one of those
wallet.
Black office clips?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how many compliments I get for this wallet when I pull
none.
It out?
None. Not
girls,
never.
Girls are enthralled by this thing.
Yeah, they all work at Office Depot.
Exactly.
That's all
oh my
of
God.
Them.
Did I sell you that?
It's Gucci.
All
oh,
of them.
Oh, wow.
It's a Gucci
that's what
banana
I used to
clip.
Do. Back in the day, like I would just get stuff and I would just write whatever logo I wanted. So I'd put a Gucci logo on there.
Would you really? I can take my keys. I can scratch something into it now.
Yeah,
you should.
A nice Dolce and Gay banner.
Hey, girl, I scratched your name into my wallet clip thing. That means we're forever.
It's going to be me and you, right? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Philippe. Let the people know.
I grew up around here. I'm born and raised around Washington, D.C.
That's enough, Philippe.
Philippe is a comedian.
I try.
Did we establish that
yet? I try.
Yet?
Yeah.
Philippe attempts to be a comedian.
Philippe is a comedian. Attempting.
There you go. I tell jokes.
I think you qualify as a Draft House favorite.
Draft House favorite.
Yeah. Oh, right? I would say so.
Draft House favorite.
Yeah. This is the only club I work at. No, yeah. No, it's not. No, I work at Magoobies also.
No, you do work.
Maybe when we introduce you at Draft, we should be like, Draft House, exclusive. Exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
There's a lot of people who think his name is actually Philippe again.
This dude? People just know you as this dude. Oh, this motherfucker again?
This guy, this fucking dude.
Oh, I've seen this dude before. Nowhere else, though. You see him here, though. What's his name?
I'm trying to keep my brand tight. That's the only reason.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, exclusivity.
You're here. I see you at every open night whenever I show up on occasion.
Oh, the open mics?
Yeah, you're
usually
there.
Big Hunt and
yeah.
Various places in D.C.
Philippe has opinions. That's why we brought him here.
We
like people with opinions. We don't like people who don't have opinions.
Yeah.
Were there people who didn't have opinions that came on recently?
We've had a couple. I don't want to say any names. But we have had just a couple.
But you know,
just kind of being yes men or just kind
of. Some of that too is when you are, it's when it's like your first time on a podcast. Yeah. You're not used to doing them. You do kind of clam up and be more of like
Yeah.
You got to observe the flow a little bit. You don't know how it.
You got to get it. Like when you've done it like three or four times, then you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But the first couple times you do it, I think even like people we've had on like twice, like Romaine.
Yeah.
Right. He was coming out of the shell more last time than
he was
time
really
before
good
that.
Last time.
Yeah. Yeah. So really although good, so. The previous time we heard about his horrible marriage.
Yeah. He told us all about it.
Oh, really?
It was sad.
Horrible, horrific marriage.
It was sad.
It was very sad.
Very sad podcast.
Yeah. But I think we're pretty good at choosing the people to bring on. That's another thing. We're pretty good at picking.
Humble brag.
Yeah, humble brag. Is that a hashtag humble brag?
Does this thing come up a little bit?
No, there we go.
It doesn't.
The legs can come up.
I don't think it'll stay.
No, they won't. They won't stay.
Oh, they won't?
No. Well, they might. Maybe they will. Maybe on that one.
What?
Everybody just stay very still.
They won't. I'm telling you, they won't.
I'm trying to get the mic distance.
We're trying to fuck with these desktop mic stands at any
place. Mine behaves better than yours.
They're low.
You got to tighten the legs.
Control a mic stand.
It's. It's not. It's gonna come down. It's gonna come down.
Well, let's see how long it'll last.
It's not gonna last. I've tried this.
You're so pessimistic.
Mine doesn't do that. I know that.
And he's got the gold mics.
I just hunch over
that gold mic. Well, you're a hunchy type dude.
I am.
There it goes.
He's a lurker.
Yeah. It's gone. He's a lurker.
This next comedian is a hunchy type dude.
He's a hunchy type dude.
Very funny guy. Favorite here at the Draft House.
Hunchy type guy.
Plays clubs and colleges in the 6 foot ceilings.
I do feel like we're pretty good at picking people. So, at this stage, again, we've been doing this long enough to know.
Yeah.
So, guess what? If you haven't been on,
Reggie,
we don't think you're going to be good at it.
Reggie is dying to get on the podcast. Reggie can't wait to do this podcast.
I'll be sure. I'll text him right now. Talk shit.
Reggie? If you get him on here, please talk about the whole old open mic incident from back in the day.
The punch.
Oh, you get punched?
Yeah.
We are going to have Reggie on. We just haven't been able to get him here.
Yeah.
He lives in D.C. and don't have a car. So.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
We go to his house and get fleas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I haven't been there. I just heard the story.
Do your students' parents know you live like this? You're a teacher.
I haven't heard that story.
All right.
You haven't seen it? Oh, you haven't been to his place?
No, I've never been there.
He's got roommates. I don't want to dime him out. But,
no, I did his old podcast.
I did it too.
It was fine for me, I guess.
Uh-huh.
This is turning into the roast of DC Comedy. We shouldn't do that.
I don't want to dime him out. That was when his leg was hurt, so he has an excuse. I want to thank people who came out to... my recording on Friday, and I don't want to thank Herbie Gill for opening for me.
It was fun.
I don't really want to talk about it too much until next week, as far as like the preparation process and stuff like that, because I'm not done yet. So
right,
we still have one more night. So,
oh, let's play the Phil Collins song. One more night.
I was thinking like, oh, you don't want to talk about the preparation process, and I'm just like, well, yeah, and also podcasters can't see you shadowbox before.
Well, that too. Well,
I saw you cross yourself a few times.
Yeah, I do that.
I didn't know that.
It's just a habit of mine. I'm not Catholic or anything. It's just kind of a habit.
Superstition.
It came up on some other podcast. People shadowboxing before a show, and they're like, "I don't know anybody that does that." And I'm like, "Random."
You know somebody who does?
I do jumping jacks. I do those before shows. I dance. I dance a lot.
Yeah. Jessica Brodkin does yoga.
Yeah, we've
seen
that
her meditate. Yeah, I've seen her meditate before shows before.
That's yeah, too
much. I don't do that.
What's your pre-show thing, mind. Andy?
I walk around hunchily.
Yeah, I just
hunch up and walk around.
I try to tense up all my back muscles so I can't stand up straight.
His shoulders up by his ears.
I pace. That's all I do. I pace. I don't have a thing. I don't have a routine.
Do you go? You're going through your material when you're doing it.
Sometimes, yeah, usually a little bit, but not like in depth. I'm not like enthralled in it. I'm just kind of like glancing at a set list, whatever. I'm just killing time, really. I don't think I'm doing anything else. Mm. I'm not like, there's no activity, really. I'm just, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm trying to like block everything out, but.
Maybe.
I don't have that routine. I don't do high kicks. I'm in the back high kicking.
High kicks and wingtips too. So it's just like, man, this is going to be the classiest fight ever.
Why is Andy jazzercising? Oh, he's going up next.
I feel like I just talk a lot. I just end up talking to a bunch of people.
You do that normally.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't change anything.
No, but before a show, like I know I'm a mumbler at times, so I sort of just get used to
not
speaking
today.
Clearly.
No yeah. mumbling.
No, I'm not mumbling.
I'm not mumbling.
What's your pre-show? Just dancing?
Dancing.
Yeah.
My stupid dances that I do.
I don't think I've seen that. Maybe I haven't.
I do it right before I go on. I'm in the corner, the draft house
like,
by myself.
What kind of are you? Is it like hardcore dancing?
Well, you can't see.
He's
it.
Raising the roof right
he
now.
He fist pumps and running mans.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
East
sure
Coast
you've
stomping.
Seen it.
Yeah, I maybe I've seen that.
I've always just seen Philippe in a hood before and after the show.
Doing a little Andy Klein lurking beforehand.
Yeah, it's definitely way more lurky because you got a hood on. It's like, man, if you got a vendetta, that is the outfit for it. Like, you coming to get revenge.
He looks very disturbed. I saw you one time with your shirt up on top of your head like Cornholio from Beavis and Butthead.
He needs the hood.
That's before I go talk to women.
I
get focused.
You got to feel as stupid as he can.
You got a routine for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
No,
like,
I do that. I do that while I'm talking to girls. That's it gives them something to talk about.
Yeah. Like before I pump gas, I do the worm. Like, before I do things, I got a thing for everything I do.
I got a thing I do. You know. Shadowboxing seems to work for me. So
I guess it's blood pumping. I guess
it does kind of get me loose and get the blood flowing. I can see dancing. That can do it. Yeah, just like that.
Badly.
Right?
That's a very
basically just how
term.
Like how bedridden people dance when they got candy or something like that. That's what he's doing.
like a baby when somebody's waving something in a baby's
face. Yeah, like
a
5-year-old raising the roof is exactly what it looks like.
It's a toddler at a weird political rally or something.
Toddler at a wedding. Toddler at a wedding, and everybody's standing around the toddler going, go baby. We've all seen it. Every black wedding, there's always one.
Never been to one. Actually, I have.
I've
one.
Never been.
I've been to a black. I guess I've been to a black wedding. Yeah, that's once. I've only been to like 3 weddings.
You know what I haven't been to is a Jewish wedding.
Close my own.
To go to one.
I've
you
been
should.
To a Jewish
the
wedding.
Where they pick them up in the chair.
Yeah,
and they go dance the whore.
That's any big Jewish ceremony. They do that. Yeah, like a wedding, bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
Philippe's a dirty Jew, by the way.
That's exactly. That's
dirty,
a perfect
dirty
adjective.
Egyptian Jew.
Dirty actually. Dancing Jew.
You know,
dirty,
it's some Orthodox
from Africa,
Jewish weddings.
Egyptian, dirty.
Orthodox Jewish weddings, the girl's supposed to be a virgin.
Let
go
me call you dirty a few more times. This dirty African, North African,
Randolph
dirty
thinks I'm racist.
Jew.
Yeah, which I am.
I know you are. You don't fuck with black girls. You're from Africa.
What? I never heard that.
That's just I keep saying that.
You know what? The few times I've been out with black women, they've done some weird shit, like show up 45 minutes late.
That's not weird. Why is that weird?
Not weird at all.
That's commonplace.
So they're all like that. All black women are like that.
Every single
you
one
racist
of
racist son of a bitch.
Maybe it's the black women who are racist because black women don't fuck with Cornholio.
There you go.
They're like, this motherfucker's putting his shirt over his head.
Said, why am I fucking with you?
Yeah, I've never heard of that Cornholio bullshit.
Why am I fucking with you?
Yeah, maybe it's the black women that are the problem. Philippe is just being Philippe.
Yeah.
They don't like Philippe.
I'm being me.
See,
have you picked up on the chair, Philippe?
Oh, how many in the
chairs
chair?
Have you held over
oh,
your head?
A lot. I don't know. I have a lot of Jewish friends.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
You had a bar mitzvah, right?
I did.
Did you get, like, cool shit?
I got a lot of money.
Money? Is it just? Yeah, is that what it is? It's just money.
You get a lot. You get a lot of mall gift certificates and money.
Hot Topic again. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
I bought a lot of CDs.
Orange Julius and Hot Topic. I'm going to drink a lot of Orange Julius. Does Orange Julius even still exist?
At Potomac Mills is the Orange
Julius.
They
have an Orange Julius in there?
Yeah, I've never had one of those.
I thought you were going to say like malls that nobody goes to anymore, like Landmark or something like that.
Dude, Landmark.
There's nothing in Landmark.
It's not even a mall, man. It's like it's like a ghost town with a luggage store.
I posted that picture on Instagram of the As Seen on TV. Any mall that has an As Seen on TV in it, guess what? You live either in the hood or close to the hood. That's the only reason that's the only place you ever seen As Seen on TV.
But they're spreading. I think there's one at Pentagon City now.
Is there? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's classic. That's very classic.
I think just because Snuggies got invented and people want those, so they got to spread them out.
I mean, there's one in Boston, but Boston is kind of ghetto-y.
And Boston, it's in a good area.
They act like they're not. But inside that mall, I used to work there, man. Remember that? So I was in that mall every day.
Yeah.
And it's it's kind of hood-like.
Yeah, it's going down. Like, remember that old Chris Rock joke? He said there's in every town there's two malls. There's the white mall and the mall white people used to go to.
Yeah, used to go to Boston. People go to Boston because you go there to catch the metro to go somewhere else.
Cool.
It's like the way station in fucking Star Wars.
It's the most Eisley tavern.
It's most Eisley. It's Tatooine. That's what it's like. It's like people are just there. That's why you would have like a store like that in there.
The food court's pretty good.
The food court is all right. They have a big selection.
None of the stores.
Yeah, no.
No.
I can't even.
You start seeing little odd stores like shoe repair. What kind of mall has a shoe repair in it?
You know, there's one in Crystal City, too.
I know.
It's a sad old Asian dude. It's always a sad old Asian dude who with no shoes to fix.
Yeah.
And he's so sad about that. It's like, how do you even sustain life?
Yeah.
No one gets shoes repaired.
The one pair of shoes he gets repaired, he charges $900 for.
Yeah, he's got one customer.
They charge you $900.
One customer who just doesn't want to see him shrivel and
die.
What
a bargain. And there's always a shitty little watch store.
Yeah.
Watch repair.
Scarves. Like an actual, not even a kiosk, like an actual place that sells.
But there are like 92,000 kiosks on every floor.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty malls.
And five of them have a rhinestone cell phone covers.
Six of them have people selling some sort of fragrance. You ever been rushed by those brothers? And it's usually the ghetto mall when there's like nine brothers trying to sell you a fragrance.
Yeah.
Come here, man. Let me talk to you for a second. Come in. You need to put some of this on.
Well, Potomac Mills has the people that like just come out, like the girls, because they know they get the pretty girls that they'll stop you.
Yeah.
So you so they just accost you the entire time. And you're just like, I just started screaming in their faces. They come up and they try, hey, excuse me. I just start going, and then they back up.
Some of the dudes that don't even have a kiosk try to come up to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, where'd you get that helicopter
from? Wait a second. You're the one worker.
Yeah, yeah. And that guy would be a criminal.
Yeah.
Potomac Mills has that one where they sell old karate movies.
Yeah, I do
it's
like that
a big
kiosk.
Crowd of black people around that
just
kiosk.
Staring at this thing. They're like, oh, no, I'm not buying nothing, man. I just want to see this.
Just see the RZA looking for samples.
Mm-hmm. They have an arcade at the Boston Mall. I didn't know those really existed anymore.
Yeah.
People don't play those anymore.
Up on the fourth floor.
Hipsters.
Yeah. It's packed, man.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's packed. Took my daughter in there one day. We went to it's up by the movie theater. That's another thing. They got a movie theater in Boston. So this is really good for our listeners around the country.
Yeah. Welcome to our new segment, guys, Mall Talk. I hope you like our new direction.
Our listeners around the country.
Tune in next week for Strip Mall Talk.
There used to be this mall back home in San Antonio called Windsor. And the last time I was there, there was a police substation inside the mall. That tells you where that mall went.
See, you know what it is? You know where they fuck up? The lofty names.
Oh, yeah.
Windsor. Like Tyson's Galleria. Like, if you do that, at some point, there's going to be bloodshed at your mall.
Yeah.
You just got to call it, like, just name it after the town or something.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody got thrown off the parking garage thing at Tyson's Galleria.
Sure. In Galleria? I'm surprised it took that long. Like, everything in that place is so expensive. Like, whoever needs to get a Fabergé egg on the go?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I can't afford to look at that place.
At the Galleria.
Oh, no, I forgot
Dallas.
The Emperor's birthday. Shit. And now I'm on my way home from work.
Yeah. Stop off at the Galleria. Yeah.
So he likes crystal figurines and corner bakery scones.
At the Galleria in Dallas during Christmas time, I've told this story before. A dude killed himself. He jumped off the top level onto the skating rink.
Oh, say why?
Christmas. And splattered
during
on
Christmas.
During Christmas. You know how selfish you got to be?
And incredibly selfish. To kill yourself
kids
in
out
general.
There just scared. I don't mind killing yourself. I honestly don't.
You should.
That's funny. I don't mind
don't
killing
bring
yourself.
Don't everybody into this shit. You know what I mean? Just go somewhere and do it.
Yeah.
I need everybody to see. And then you dive off. Some little kid is doing a triple Lutz, and here you come. Bam!
Yeah.
It was probably symbolic. Like he his life spiraled out of control when he got fired from the pretzel stop. Yeah. Or whatever, and so he had to like come back full circle to the scene of the crime. Yeah. He goes, fuck you, Maul.
Or it was like all that time that his mother spent dragging his ass up to the skating rink, and he was like, "I'll show you."
Yeah,
all that wasted time.
It's retarded because they can never enjoy the message that that's going to send. They don't even know if it. They could have just
Somebody
ignored
got
him.
It on videotape. Let's just watch this over.
They could have. They could have just closed the skating rink for 20 minutes and zambonied it, and then it's like, okay, we're back to business.
You saying they should just put like a memorial, just an outline of the dude?
Yeah, put like a. Red outline.
This is what happened.
When it lights up, it's an all skate.
I went to a men's clothing store at that Galleria, and it was like a high end clothing store. And I felt bad for the guy waiting on me because now when they see black people come in, like into a Galleria or something, they have to assume that you might be a rapper or you might be an athlete. have money.
Right.
Yeah. So now they're like, hey, can I help you? And I'm like, I'm just looking. Well, let me know if you need anything. Then they kind of tail you around the store because I'm high end stores. It's by commission. I bought a Kangol hat. I felt so bad. I was like, dude, I'm not buying anything in here. It's way out of my. Let me get this Kangol for $25.
All you ball players.
That's 10%.
I go to the places too to get Kangols because they're cheaper than any other store.
Yeah, get your 10% off this. I'm sorry.
He's giving you his card so you could come back.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, come back if you ever need anything. Are you? You see, he wants to ask you, do you play?
And see that, and that's how you create a racist.
Yeah,
he probably like had a lesser view of all black people after you came in and bought a fucking
$10
hat.
He's fucking black people.
I can't work with these black people.
That's funny because he always says like, oh, do you need anything else? I'm like, yeah, man, can I like get a job?
Is that what happened to you, Philippe? A black girl being late.
Or offering you a job or something.
I say that because Philippe fucks with Tinder and he has no pictures of black women.
Tinder?
Yeah, that's what happened. Randolph was watching me one time.
Yeah. I was like, where the black woman?
He's like, how come you said no for that girl? She was black.
He's going to be the official Al Sharpton of Tinder.
Yep.
Reason. I know. Actually, I deleted Tinder from my phone.
Why is that?
It was bad. It's just you. My mom probably. My mom would encourage that. This is a Jewish mother. She likes to hear about me fucking. No, okay.
Go out there and get your fuck count up, boy. Come on.
It's all about the fuck count.
Every
fellas.
Time I would just had some downtime, I just get on Tinder and just start swiping. It's like, that's not. It's not good for my attention.
It was a time waster.
Time waster.
It was very unreliable.
Yeah,
also,
I mean, if you live in a big, like, even a big city here, you can make Tinder work for you.
Yeah, or you could just go and meet people in person.
Yeah. Nobody's got time for that. The youth of today don't have time for that.
Philippe's outside of a bar dancing.
You were using it as a time waster. Just like you get bored. You're like, all right, nothing on TV. Let's fuck with these hoes.
Yeah.
It's better than Facebook.
It's very easy. It's better than Xbox.
That should be the name of the app. Fuck with these hoes.
Yeah. Fuck with us. You know we got it.
Are you on fuck with these hoes? No, I'm on plenty of bitches. Plenty O bitches. It's my new favorite app.
Plenty O. Bitches.
Plenty O bitches.
And for the lady, we got plenty O dicks.
Plenty O dick.
Or dudes. We haven't decided
yet.
Well,
that's just the internet for women.
Yeah.
The internet should be called plenty O dicks.
All that stuff is for women. They can just go on and be like, I want you.
Yeah. And a dude will be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Anytime.
We got a couple.
Oh, we got some emails.
We didn't get this one. Get to this one last week. And so this is from, we were talking a couple weeks ago about interracial relationships. Sorry, Philippe. And
sorry, all of us, I think.
What?
Yeah. Well, not me. I've never had an interracial relationship.
So you're racist.
He is a racist.
I'm a racist.
He's had shots.
I've not had many
encounters
with women, period, though. So it's not like. It's not like I've got like 1,000 other girls and then like.
Don't
no
make
black
excuses, kids. Racist. Just stop. Just read the goddamn email.
Well,
you're
the thing
racist.
With black women, though. Like, look, I want to like them, but.
And that's sad. He says the thing with black women already be like, yeah.
I mean, you just got to know what to do, baby. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, I watched American Pimp. I was like, yeah, man, they're bitches, you know?
He said it with a question mark. That's the wrong move.
They're bitches?
Bitches?
This is from Anansi. Hey, guys, love the show. Anyway, on the issue of interracial relationships and the old argument that black men don't want a woman that looks like their mother or anyone in their family,
I
kind of feel that way about my choices of women. Let me first say that I, too, tire of hearing it, and I call bullshit on it when when people use that argument on it when they see me date outside my race. While my mother is a beautiful woman, I really only wish to find a woman with some of her personality traits, such as her extensive knowledge of comic book lore. Me and her had a full in-depth debate about Red Hood and the Outlaws after having dinner together a few days ago. That's ridiculous. That's not a person. In terms of the rest of her family, they all do look quite similar and frankly aren't the kind of people I find attractive. However, my father's family is my trump card against those that use that bullshit argument that I don't want women that look like my relatives. My father's family is a mostly female one, highly racially diverse. Three girl cousins can be born to one generation where one looks like Lupita Nyong'o. I didn't say that right, did I? And the other looks like Rosario Dawson, and the third looks like Lucy Liu.
Yeah, so
there's diversity
there. Black families are like that. There'll be like one that's high white and one is coal black. And
right.
They kind of have the same facial features, but maybe.
Well, that's the thing.
Having a throwback baby. You're going to have a throwback baby. Be dark as shit.
The original black people.
Yeah. Be dark as shit. You might have a throwback. You never know. We were talking about that when I was waiting on my daughter to be born. We were like, I didn't know if she was going to be yellow or red. Yeah. Or black. And Aaron Jackson was like, maybe it'd be a throwback. You don't know. Like,
throwback.
It could be.
Deeply black.
It's a couple generations.
Indigenous black.
Throwback. Indigenous black. It could be a throwback. It turned out to be a red bone, but,
yeah,
you know, it happens.
Well, that's, I think there's something to that, though, because I definitely find myself like not drawn toward people who look like my mother or my aunt.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't date people who look like my sisters.
It's funny because I am drawn to women who are built like my mother.
I'd say not built, but like I like light-skinned black girls, and my mom and my sister are both light-skinned. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it might just be the type of relationship you have with your mother.
Maybe. It could be if you have a solid relationship with your mother, but yeah. I like mouthy, short, in shape girls.
That's your mother, mouthy.
My mother's short, mouthy, in shape. Shapely,
right?
my mother, yeah, she always has been. So I kind of, yeah.
I don't know. I cast a kind of wide net. So like,
let's not fool ourselves. Ain't no man here kicking pretty much any woman away.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. You know.
But it's like
just what catches your eye first.
I don't know. Like I mean, it sounds very corny, but I was always like an eyes on a smile person, just because that's the first thing you see.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's sort of just like the overall build with it. I like people that are at least proportionate or something like that. You can't just have one thing that's all kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's been a lot of it just because it's like I have no problem being like a hangout with my girl type dude. So I want somebody that can hang out anyway.
Your mom
My mom probably could hang out. Oh, listen, like, she probably did whatever she like. My mom's lived some life and she's from D.C. You got people hollering at you or whatever. I guess my mom's good company, but I would never say, oh, man, this woman's good company. Oh, wow, she's just like my mom. Like, my mom has nothing to do with it.
Right. Yeah, I don't do that either. And, you know, Persians for you?
No. I mean, not that I don't find them attractive, but I definitely...
Persian women are attractive.
They definitely...
High maintenance.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel more... I'm not propelled towards them at all.
I'm that way, too. They feel more familial.
No Persians for you, either.
No.
No Egyptian women? Egyptian women are fine,
nothing,
too?
No Israeli, no Egyptian. I can acknowledge that they're pretty, but I do...
Not for
no,
you?
No, it's just no, that compulsion is just not there.
Mm. Yeah.
No, same with my dad, because my dad's Ukrainian.
I know some Moroccan women who
I don't like Eastern European women, either.
I know some Moroccan women who are crazy attractive. Stupidly attractive.
They're pretty.
But you would never fuck with
them.
That's
what my sisters look like. That's a little weird. Yeah.
Well, I guess it kind of turns you off because you're sisters. You know, that's why you don't bring your sisters around any of the comics.
They don't like you guys anyway.
I'm sure of that.
I understand that. Like,
no, they come. My sister's been here like two or three times.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have to, like...
Was it weird?
Block her off? Like,
she just usually leaves. She knows me. She knows comics are a little off-kilter.
Talk to
a little
that
bit.
Motherfucker.
Like, my sister's been around a couple of times. Like, Randolph knows my sister. I think Andy does.
I bet her.
Tim definitely knows.
Yeah, this is cute.
Because it would always be this thing where, like, after she'd leave, you get a, like five comics talking to you under their breath. They're like, listen, man.
It's just a stupid.
Hey, Herbie, come here. Let me talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you for a second.
And it's like, I don't get mad or nothing like that. I'm like, whatever. I'm sure she'll be flattered.
And you won't get
it.
Confused like, Herbie, who's that girl? Is she with you?
Oh, no, all the time. All the time. But they would never say you that she's with me because of, like, I mean, they know me for a long time. I just, it's like, hey, that woman has one eye and a missing leg. I bet you.
That's Herbie's girl.
Yeah, throw that to Herbie. I'm like the life serial Mikey of women to them. But
Herbie's sister looks alike him a lot in his face, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but only like black mother, people say that.
Because they all look like their mother. Because they both look like their mom. Mm. So when I met all three of them, I was like, oh, all y'all look alike.
Yeah, but a lot of people are.
And I looked at his sister, I was like, well, now you ain't cute no more. Now that I've seen you next to Herbie. And I can't even.
What kind of hair she got? I'm trying to like imagine.
Oh, I can show you a picture of her.
Yeah, Herbie's sister looks like Tyler Perry's Herbie.
Yeah. No, she does not.
She got glasses too.
My sister's an attractive girl.
She is attractive.
She is.
She's tall.
But she looks like you.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Or you look like her. I don't know. Maybe it goes the other way.
We look like each other. Mom. Like, we look like a perfect combination of our mom and our father.
She younger?
Yeah, 5 years.
Look at this.
She's going to be 45 minutes late.
So how dark is she?
She's light. I think she's lighter than Randall's daughter. Yeah,
light and lovely.
Yeah. Light and lovely. There you go. See, he knows the black lingo. And why he never fuck with no black girl? And he knows all the lingo.
I haven't fucked with a lot of girls, period.
Fuck
though.
With me, you know I got it.
It's not like I've just avoided one type.
Sexy bitch. The
subway next door. Oh,
sexy bitch.
All right, listen, Herbie, you know.
I told you she's cute, man.
She's married and about to pop pregnant.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
So she's off the market, obviously.
Yeah. And it's not going to stop some of y'all. I know. Like, some comics around here.
She's real light skin.
Yeah.
She's lighter.
My mom. That's my mom.
Mom is red. And it taught she look like her.
Oh, okay.
They all look alike.
Yeah.
And her mother's very youthful looking, like mine.
Yeah, my mom just turned 63.
Yeah.
And she looks young.
Do your sisters look like you? Do they favor you?
Yeah. Here, I can get a picture.
That's another problem.
They look like, exactly. People think we're twins sometimes.
I got a friend. His sister looks just like him. I was like, she's not cute. You don't think my sister's cute? No, she look like you, motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
This is my mom on her birthday.
Yeah.
And that's my father.
Yeah, and you look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I just saw you and your father together, I'd be like, oh, everybody looks just like him. But then when I saw you and your mom together, I was like, oh, he looks like his mom.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just shocked that you guys have pictures of family members on your phones.
I don't.
I'm going through
family. It was just my mom's birthday.
The mama's boys here, too. I don't.
It was just my mom's birthday, so I was taking pictures. So
we got an email from Monique, by the way, after last
Monique.
Week's episode. Read
Bring
that real
it.
Quick.
How you doing, baby?
Monique, who is one of our, I guess, more recent fans from, I think, not a convert, but she came over from Black Guy Who Tips. Three guys. Andy, when you were talking about Bill O'Reilly versus Beyonce, I just thought about Bill O'Reilly cares if don't nobody else care. Interchange with Bill Love the Kids. I think the Nino Brown quotes should be segment on Three Guys On.
That's a good one.
We got to compile more. We got to get the whole script.
Your sisters do favor you, by the way. But and they are both very attractive.
Sisters are cute, man.
And she loved hearing the Chris Milner Masterpiece Theater. Rapping.
Because it's that voice.
They look kind of Persian. They look
half
you
Egyptian.
You notice he didn't say they were cute.
They look
kind of Persian, so fuck them.
But I mean, I got cousins that look like that. Like,
see? Remind me of my mom, so fuck them.
They ain't nothing but my cousin. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Fuck them. I don't need to know.
I see where this is going. They're going to get
all... You see what Annie and what me and Herbie immediately said? Oh, they're cute.
Absolutely. I'm just like, yo, what is their name?
Yeah, they do look Persian. Take this shit out of my hands. Yeah. I don't look at their asses anymore. These whack sisters of yours. Are they short like you?
They're no. One's taller than me.
Oh, okay.
And one's about my height.
Sounds good. That sounds delicious.
These things sound delicious. Look at this one.
I'll send this to them.
Yes.
Black guys think you're delicious.
Oh, they already know that.
One lives in Atlanta, so maybe she's going to that direction.
She knows that.
She definitely knows.
She gets told she's delicious every minute.
A lot. If you don't bring your delicious ass over.
She works in Africa a lot.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably already She's, yeah, yeah, she's, yeah. She's probably
she's
been,
doing what? No.
She's probably not racist like you are.
she has a dude chasing her around in Africa with sweatpants and dress shoes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and then she's like, she said, I got to get away from black dudes. Why don't I move to Buckhead?
Nobody black in Buckhead.
You got black people falling from trees in Peachtree Street.
Yeah, fucking, that's a black mecca, Atlanta. You heard how Noah's how? Did you hear how Noah talks last night?
Oh, he was talking to Tony.
Noah, the comedian Noah Garden
yeah,
Schwartz.
Because
yeah.
he lived in Atlanta for some.
How she?
Oh yeah.
He is straight up.
Funny dude.
Yeah,
we were talking about that girl. Tony Woods came by and did a hilarious spot on our Friday show, and there's a great comic who lives in New York now. What's Noah's last name?
Noah Gordon-Schwartz.
Gordon-Schwartz.
Tall, bearded Jewish guy who you would think was Mr. Hipster fucking Williamsburg yeah. douchebag.
He's got earrings.
Yeah,
when
then you hear
him talk.
And see who he hangs out. It's like, oh, this dude is Everlast.
Like, he's like a taller version of Andy. Like, this guy. And he's hung around a lot of brothers, huh?
Oh,
we
yeah.
were talking about the girl with Tony Woods. The first thing he said was, so how she looked? That's a black question right there.
Oh,
I think
much.
You can tell by the how proficient they are at DAP.
Yeah. And no fear of DAP.
No
yeah.
fear of DAP.
You don't have a scared face when you're doing
no
it.
No fear
like.
Of DAP. We need to shoot that. We need to shoot that PSA.
I think I saw something like that already on YouTube
God
recently.
God damn it.
Yeah.
We talked about. I wrote the script for it and everything. We never punched it up.
We didn't do a rewrite. We stopped at rewrite.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and do it.
Whatever. Okay, let's do it.
What was this? Some kind of DAP?
Do we still
PSA?
Have
off,
it?
Yeah, off
we
mic.
We still have
okay.
it. I might have it
for
somewhere.
White men. Off mic. I got the script.
Okay.
So off mic.
All right. So yeah, look for that in 2018,
2025, when my CD is dropped. It'll be dropped at the same.
By point. The way, if you are white and you want to like sort of show black people that you're down,
yeah.
Just have a just it's all in the DAP. You don't have to go and like try too hard and like.
First
drop
of all,
references.
I would say don't try to show us that you're down. Just be
give
down.
Them a hug,
right?
Yeah.
don't
swing
to,
for the fence. Like, oh, I love Tyler Perry. Well, I don't.
I don't. I don't.
Because you do see white dudes trying way too hard
yeah.
sometimes.
Oh yeah.
You know, you just got to take it easy.
Yeah.
Go with the flow and just you know the handshake can just seal the whole deal.
Yeah. Don't
basically.
Try.
Don't try. Just let
follow
him,
the black guys.
Let
lead.
Him lead the dance.
Follow.
Don't
the
be. Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Oh no, I just saw the what was the special called?
His
last
special.
Yeah, something black about, dudes. Yeah. Women and black dudes.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like I don't know. Like Neil Brennan could be funny, but I just felt the whole thing was just like, hey, I got black friends.
There's an element yeah. of trying too hard.
Yeah.
With that, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to because he was already there.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you have to sort of be like, oh no, see,
you
see,
could
see?
Just be Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is.
Just,
Burr.
You could just be Bill Burr.
And Bill Burr is day-glow white
and be fine,
redheaded, and
very strong depth.
And he's married to a black woman.
Yeah. You could just be Bill Burr.
Yeah.
You know, so. You got a choice, white man.
I just go in for a handshake. Try to keep it neutral across all races.
Yeah. Handshake is fine, too.
That's fine.
Yeah. You greeted me with the bump last night.
Oh, did so, I?
Yeah.
Oh, I was sick. Was it last night I did that?
Yeah. I always feel bad about that because I'm just like, I'm going for the handshake most of the time. And then I'm like, oh, God, we're doing this now.
I just do what I do, and I just pull them into it. Depending on if I'm close with you, I'll pull you in for the hug.
That old Marlon Wayans shit where you just boot somebody in and just like pat them down. It's jarring.
Just be jarring with him. You know, I do that with like a Haywood turnip seed. I'll just grab him, you know. Cause
Haywood
big.
Turnip seed demands more. Like, he's such a propaganda machine. I think he deserves like some old 60s throwback stuff. Like, what's going on, brother?
What's
original
going
black
on?
Man.
What's going on, baby cakes?
Revolution.
That's how he answers what's going on. Hey, what's going on?
Revolution baby.
Yeah.
Revolution.
What's the good word today, man? And he's got to respond with, bust this, and pulls a pamphlet out of his jacket.
I'm trying to tell you, brother.
He's got a pamphlet hot off the presses. Still warm from Kinko's.
Anytime I see Russ Green or Rollo, that's all I think. Mm.
Yeah.
How you jive turkey suckers doing,
yeah.
baby?
Rollo is from...
First of all, his name is Rollo.
Yeah, his
name is
Rollo. He's from Good Times.
Rollo's a fantastic young
they should have.
DC.
They have a new room opening up next week.
They do. They want us
Russ,
to do it.
Yeah, he emailed me. They should call it Cooley High Comedy.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, you know? You need to tell them that. That's fantastic.
I'll tell.
Trademarked by Three Guys On, so no one can steal that.
Hey, guys, I thought of a good, like, black-centric name for your show.
And now you got a good name for somebody who dies. You got a nice code name for somebody that dies.
Cooley High Comedy.
Cooley High Comedy.
What was it? It was Cochise.
Cochise.
Yeah. Oh, like, so yo, man, who, not, who was the Cochise tonight?
Anybody who bombs?
Yeah, anybody who bombs is Cochise at Cooley High Comedy.
Cochise.
I don't know what Cochise is.
It's a movie. Cooley High, it's a movie. Very, Faye, if you dated more black girls who were on time, you would know about that.
Maybe if you dated black women that were like 50.
then he would know about Penitentiary 1 and 2.
I'm trying to get my movie references up.
With Do Dirty.
Yeah.
Do Dirty and show
basically them. If your TV is stuck on TV 1 at 4 in the morning, you can see any of these things.
You can see it.
I think
Cornbread, Earl and Me.
Stars or Aspire.
You need to get on Tinder. Not Tinder. Tinder is where all the black chicks are.
Yeah. And like, I don't need no man. So I'm not even supposed to be honest. I don't need no man. However, if you want to date me, you must have $100,000 a year.
Hashtag Black Twitter.
Twitter.
Let's talk about this renting thing. We're comics, and we usually when you're a comic, you're looking for a place to stay. Sometimes when you go to a city, if the fucking town is not, the club is not good enough to offer accommodations.
It used to be shack up with a friend or a friend of a friend of a friend.
I thought it was crazy that he owned his own place.
That's actually not that outlandish.
He might come from money.
Because it was a couple of ways to own it. He could have came into it. Someone in his family owned it, and it got willed to him. That happens a lot. Mm. So guys will own apartments, and you'd be like, how much do you pay in rent? $300. What? Rent control. Mm. You know, that happened to Russ Manee. Russ Manee.
Well, that's not owned, though. That's rented.
His little apartment. Well, Russ got it through some relative of his.
But it still rents it.
Yeah.
Like
you pay the rent. But it was rent control. So it was like $300. They're trying to force him out. Mm-hmm. This comic in New York, Russ Manee, because they want to jack the rents up. And he's like, I ain't leaving.
$300 rent.
I ain't leaving.
He's like, my family will stay here for generations.
Fuck that.
He's like a guy in Florida when a hurricane's coming. Like,
yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
I ain't leaving.
I'll stay right here.
So this New York comic, there's all these websites where you can rent your apartment out. This one's called Airbnb.
I've known people who've used Airbnb.
Yeah,
it's like,
It's just, it's like essentially like a little Craigslist
like
type thing.
Like Tinder for apartments, basically.
Yeah. You're just like, hey, I need a place to stay. Couch to stay on for 3 nights, and someone's like, I'm going out of town for the weekend, so you can come in and pay me $100 a night or whatever cheaper than hotels kind of rate, and we'll just do this under the table.
And let's stop there for a second. Yeah. I've always had a problem with this of you're letting strangers stay in your place.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck they're doing in your place while you're gone.
Absolutely.
So why would you do that? I've always thought that about this.
I think it's just
every
certain
time
short
I
money.
Say
people,
that,
certain people want to use it.
Cash.
Yeah. Every time
short
I
money,
say
man.
That, people are like, no, it's okay. It's cool. Well, this gentleman, Ari Teeman, a comedian and Jewish charity organizer, Philippe, told BuzzFeed.
Good man. Dirty.
dirty Jew. He had been renting out his Chelsea studio for about a year with positive results.
Here's the thing with those sites, though. This is where you find, where you hope there's no crazy people. It's just like eBay or anything else. They have feedback ratings.
Yeah.
So someone is a good renter, they'll have like 4 stars. And so you'll be like, okay, I'll rent to this guy.
Yeah.
It's not just anybody coming to my place. It's a guy who has a good rep on this website.
Yeah. Well, have you ever been to a place and then looked at a Yelp review for it, and the Yelp review sucked, and you were like, but the place was pretty good.
Yeah.
Or the other way.
Because Yelp reviews, usually those are like the extreme.
Yeah. Or you went the other goes the other way. Yeah. So it's the same thing with that. So you see this guy's got 4 stars, and you're like, all right, I'll rent to him. Well, you don't know if the person that rented to him is a fucking maniac, too.
Yeah.
Who's giving this guy 4 stars. Because this dude, he ran into somebody named David, booked his apartment, claiming he needed a place for his brother and sister-in-law who were visiting for a wedding. Then they have all the little...
Did Teeman take care of the booking? It seemed like he was blaming it on Airbnb, like, well, they did it.
That's the only one that was going to give him any retribution.
They have to, because after he left, he stopped by the apartment around 11:30 p.m. to grab a suitcase. He came back to get a suitcase. He sees a crew of guys standing around the door open, and the superintendent was there. When he goes in, the guy says, well, they're shutting us down. That's when the man realized Teeman was the owner of the apartment. He says, oh, we're having a party for my family. It says I got to have guests in the backyard. Ain't no backyards in New York.
Yeah, there are. Little courtyards. Some of them.
There was more than 20 people present, and the men looked like they were expecting more. After going inside, Tiemann said he found another group of people there. His furniture was being disassembled and carried out, which means they were taking the furniture apart so they could have more space on the ground.
Oh, you need space.
Yeah, he called 911.
So he rented it to a guy and his brother and sister. And he comes back, the old come back in unannounced. He finds a crowd of people,
yeah,
including people outside, like 20 people. Basically.
Yeah.
And the superintendent is there shutting the whole thing down. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, because it was probably getting too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
At the moment, they were taking furniture apart and taking it out because they're trying to clear up space. Why would they be clearing up space?
You want to clean the apartment?
Yeah, well, that
to make
too.
Make sure it's good.
Because they were going to have a BBW panty raid party.
So they definitely need more space.
What's a panty raid?
This motherfucker organized a black freak fest, basically. So Philippe, you're out.
This is where I need to go.
A freak fest, an orgy. This motherfucker was having a BBW orgy in his house.
Black women going to be here. You need to disassemble that couch.
This is why if you rent out, you got to get nanny cams and just like post them up in the corners.
But then how are you ever really on vacation? Like you're leaving your house, but then you're always watching your house.
So Tiemann says, technically, I'm okay with them having some guests in the backyard so long as they're not having an orgy.
Well,
in his defense, I did not specify the no orgy policy in the Airbnb house rules. I guess you got to say that.
This dude's a comic too, though, so he's trying to be
being wacky.
Pithy.
Although he says he didn't actually see anyone having sex, Tiemann said the superintendent had already asked the group to leave and he saw bags of condoms and liquor bottles. How much are we willing to bet that a couple of those liquor bottles were Hennessy?
Listen, it's a BBW orgy. It's probably a bunch of Alizé and all types of shit. There's some hypnotic,
Henny.
Strawberry quick.
A lot of nice pictures. Just picture of asses.
It's just pure ass on this thing. It's pure ass and a phone. Like that's the best advertising
ass
ever.
With a phone sitting
right
on top.
Right to the point.
They booked Keith Washington to sing. He can't get another gig. He's just in the corner singing.
Oh shit!
What do you guys want to hear?
That's why they were disassembling everything. They needed the stage so he could croon.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I would think, here's the thing. If I come home, even if they haven't really gotten into the orgy, because there was nudity. People were already like nude or semi-nude when this guy came back. I would be afraid to touch anything. Like I'd have to burn all my shit.
I think he talks about that. He says, yes.
Yeah, so you got. That's why I think he wants money, because he's like, I got to refurnish my whole apartment now.
He had to carry out wet clothes. He's like, I don't even know why they were wet.
Yeah. Oh. The scarier thing, though, too, is that, like, you know this dude has done this different times before because he knew the protocol.
He
knew how to just say, oh, it's my brother and sister for a wedding.
Well,
he knew how to be very above board.
They have a Twitter handle where he tweets the location of the party.
He's getting positive reviews. So
he's good at what he does.
He disassembles furniture. You pile it up neatly. Mm-hmm. You have the fucking freak fest.
Right.
Then you figure he's probably got two guys that clean.
At least.
They clean up.
Right.
Reassemble the furniture.
He's got eight guys that dirty
everything
up.
Everything looks fine. And you fucking leave and you get a positive review. What the people who come back don't do is turn off the lights and walk through with a black light.
Yeah, because it's your house. There's no reason for you to do
that.
See
all the BBW jizz everywhere.
Do you smell that? Is that a weird smell?
I smell ham hocks.
Why does it smell like chicken wings, ham hocks,
and cocoa butter?
It's Airbnb. People don't really live there anyway, so...
Yeah.
You know, people don't come back. They just kind of look, oh, it's okay.
It's like a hotel. If you go to the hotel, don't take a black light in a hotel either.
No.
You won't be able to stay there.
You just lay down in hotel beds on faith.
Yeah.
Not even lay down the beds.
Hope you don't get pregnant.
Shit that a maid probably won't clean, like the remote control.
Oh, no.
Or that cover, that top comforter. No, those top never comforter get cleaned.
How many times have you touched a TV and then touched your face? You want to know how many times?
A lot.
Million.
Yeah.
A million.
The light handle to light switch? Yeah. They're not going to scrub that.
How many times you touched that? You want to know how many times? A million.
Yeah.
A million. You know how disgustingly... germs we all have just crawling around inside our bodies that we've got. Particularly comics, we travel a lot.
Do you know how many people post-sex stumble into the bathroom, flip the handle on the light switch, and now that handle has whatever was on their hand?
Don't even get in the shower. Just put like their balls in the sink.
The old sink wash.
Wash your ass in the sink.
Sad sink wash.
Just wash your ass.
Yeah, you know what? I like hotels. You guys are ruining it for me.
You trying to tell me you never took a horse bath at a hotel?
I'm just going to go hug a TV after this.
Your head slowly rises and you make eye contact with yourself while you have your
balls. You know why you like hotels? You like hotels to fuck in.
Because all that stuff isn't yours.
So does everyone else.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to use my credenza to fuck off.
I stayed at the Wyndham in New Orleans.
The Wyndham.
We were fucking minute one as soon as we walked through the door of the hotel.
Do you feel like the nicer the hotel is, the nastier the sex?
Oh, yeah. Nice hotels.
You guys like file it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, they sterilize this every day? Well, guess what? It's fluid stuff.
The beds are ultra comfortable. Nice comforters that you're gonna stain up.
Right. Yes,
everything is. You don't mind laying in your
I'm
own
just
stains.
Pee on the doorknob.
Yeah, I want somebody quitting their job after. I'm like, get the really
walking around rubbing your dick on everything.
Yeah.
Someone throwing their rubber gloves in the air. I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
So they see the bed flipped over. They call it a Herbie now.
I'm not satisfied until I got a dick print on the ceiling somehow. Like, what could you possibly even do?
I stayed at a bad hotel off that fucking Pennsylvania Turnpike a couple times for Bix. All his hotels are
All from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, they're all raggedy.
Yeah.
And the people still work there from the 60s and 70s. Yeah. What, yeah. Whoever survived.
I've stayed there and not wanted to fuck. I'm like, I wouldn't fuck nobody in this hotel.
No, it's way too dirty. I don't want my dick anywhere near what else is in this room.
You know what's creepy is that it doesn't look dirty. Like, it looks clean.
Yeah, like, but that's all they want to do. Like, make it look clean. Give it a good once over.
All you got to do is just put on some white socks and walk around on the carpet for about 20 minutes and check your socks. They're going to be black. That's how you know how dirty the hotel room is. Because they don't shampoo the carpet either. They
how
just
about
come
that
in.
Hotel down in Virginia Beach that Thurgood used to have us up in?
Well, that one, they had roaches.
Yeah. See, right off the bat.
And you're not supposed to have roaches. I had a weird thing one time when I think the previous occupant of my room was dealing drugs out of the room.
Yeah.
First of all, we show up in the... I had been there a few times, and me and my wife went. She went with me on this trip. Yeah, a weekend at the beach. Why not? And we show up. We go into the hotel room, and there's a microwave in there. They didn't have microwaves in their hotel rooms. But this room had a microwave. We're like, that's weird. There's a little tiny microwave in here. Nothing else has changed. And then, actually, when I was checking in, too, they were like, it was some weird thing where they had the wrong name on the thing, and the comedy club had my name. They had to fix something. Next morning at, like, 7 a.m., there's a banging on the door. And we're like, what the fuck is that? Like, who's banging on the door? And actually, my wife kind of peeks out, and there's a dude, real skinny, kind of scraggly-looking dude with an afro and a wife beater on. Banging on the door, and there's another dude. The car has pulled up right now. It's a fucking motel. He's like leaning on the car, right? They clearly are expecting someone else to be there. And then I think the guy notices my wife looking. He goes, oh, sorry. And he leaves. And then later,
the phone rings.
The phone rings asking for somebody that's not us.
Is Shaky Pete there?
Yeah, Shaky Pete. So I think someone rented the room for an extended period of time, dealt drugs out of it, forgot their microwave, and then they left.
Did you open the microwave?
People really liked them as they came back.
Microwave.
I didn't touch it. Probably jizz all over that microwave.
Yeah.
Well, they used to
jizz on the outside, cocaine on the inside.
You used to stay in those hotel rooms.
Jizz all in this room.
The last time I was, I got jizz all in this floor. The last time I was at, I
jizz
was
all in my socks.
I noticed a hotel that was just families living in different rooms at the hotel. It was one of those type of hotels.
Yeah,
like families were like living there. So it would just be like
long term.
It'd be like little black children running back and forth. You know,
right.
Running to the Bojangles to get something to eat.
Bojangles right up the street. Yeah.
Yeah, because I used to go, I was jumping rope in the courtyard, and all these fucking people were just staring at me eating Bojangles. I was like, am I amusing you? Really? I'm just trying to stay in shape. I don't live here, motherfucker.
But that's the thing. If you rent out your room, even just a sublet, not Airbnb shit, someone's going to treat your house like a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, there's a comic. I don't want to say his name. I'll tell you guys after. But he was wearing a shirt. He was here at the open mic one night. He was wearing a shirt. And it had like a guitar on it or something. And I said, oh, do you have that shirt because you play guitar or do you just like the shirt? And he said, Oh, it's not my shirt. I found this in the closet of the place I'm subletting.
See?
He found it.
He found it. And just put it on.
Not looked in the place where people put clothes.
He's wearing,
and took it.
So you sublet your place to a guy, and then now he's just wearing your clothes town.
He is wearing your shit.
And who knows what else he's doing with that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's jacking off into this guy's socks.
Jizz all in my watch. Jizz all in my remote control.
Disgusting, man. People are disgusting, and I've always wondered that. I'm like, so how you figure how many times he's done that?
Yeah, there might have been people that
clothes.
There might have been people that actually caught him before, and then there's like, well, the Yelp review is, yeah, I rented out my room and there was a BBW fuckfest in the room. It was the best tenant I've ever had.
I came home early and he got
my
some
dick
ass.
Wet.
Got to put an H on that. Wet.
Four stars, three X.
And then they made me some cookies.
To let you know. They were already in the process of making cookies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My house sounded like ass and cookies. It was fantastic. Have you ever smelled ass and cookies mixed together? It is fantastic.
Well, here's after the BBW party left, this dude Googled them. And he found like stuff about them all over the internet. Teeman's search of the number led him to a now deleted tweet from a woman called Munch Da Mouth.
Are we sure that's a woman?
We don't know.
Are we sure that's a woman?
Munch Da Mouth. Who
she might be occasionally.
Who goes by the Black Dr. Ruth on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
She had the
all her advice is Munch Da Mouth. Yeah. Just munch.
She had tweeted the number for a BBW panty raid from a few weeks before, saying it belonged to a promoter who goes by Twin with two N's. After searching for Twin, that's when Teeman found out what was really happening in his apartment, a Triple X Freak Fest. And they have a tweet from Twin, tonight Manhattan Triple X Freak Fest, at 17th Avenue, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., $20 before 1 a.m., $25
after. It's
like
an underground club promotion.
It's an underground club, yeah.
It's actually pretty ingenious money-making scheme.
When a BuzzFeed reporter called the phone number listed in Munch Da Mouth's tweet, the man who picked up said there was no party yesterday. As for the flyer he tweeted out about, he said, I have no clue, and he abruptly hung up.
Yeah, you know what the fuck it is. And you should probably change your phone number on that dump cell phone that you bought.
Yeah, you're using burners for your fuckfest.
Burners. What do you get for $20? At the door. You get something.
It pays for the buffet food.
Sweat
just come in and just get the fuck fat girls.
Get a high five and some munch.
Yeah.
get a little bit of lube for the fat girl. Fat girls don't need lube.
This is probably like the most surreal, funny ass scene to see just a bunch of fucking fat people out of breath with masks on eating chicken wings. Like, where the hell am I?
I guess you spent.
And why did this cost $20?
A lot of that money on air freshener, probably.
Oh God!
The air freshener is the unsung hero of that shit. It's the unsung hero.
This guy claims that they did like $80,000 damage to his apartment, and he contacted Airbnb to say they would take care of it, and they put him up at a hotel for a week,
where he fucked 1,000 fat bitches.
Right? He had his own BBW
party.
You know
what he did when he got to that hotel? He was like, I'm fucking now.
And that's the sad part. That's why the dude ended up getting the Airbnb in the first place, because he could have just done this at the hotel, but the Airbnb is cheaper.
Right.
That's the only reason.
Right. Yeah. It's cheaper. It's
so he was looking at cost analysis.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not skimping on these fucking Costco chicken wings, man. They are the shit.
How much money am I
the fat bitch's panties fall right off.
Yeah, I can't write this shit off on my taxes. That's fucking insane. Well, that's like Andy always talks about, which that fucking pornography right there leads us to this, about outrage porn, how the need for perpetual indignation manufactures phony offense.
Who sent this to us? Was it Tanya? I think it was Tanya.
Was it Tanya?
Yeah.
Pretend anger dulls our sensitivity to real problems.
This specifically affects Facebook.
Yeah. Well, it's like, the main thing is like porn and shit like this. Oh, this was funny, you know.
Well, outrage. The people are using the word porn.
Yeah,
like punishment porn. Like if you watch those shows, like Lock Up and Cops and stuff, people are calling that punishment porn.
Anything that's like an indulgence through a media
food
outlet.
Porn.
Yeah, it's not porn.
Emotional tweaking.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something. Yeah, it's something to get people off, and people get off on outrage now. They get off on being mad,
which directly affects us as comics too.
Yeah. That's our job.
Because you want people to think that you give a fuck.
Exactly. Well, it's like this Upworthy, like Kurt Metzger's been on a tirade against Upworthy for a while, and it's really good. He's been posting all these horse shit Upworthy things. Upworthy's got to be the dumbest shit.
It's clickbait.
You watch a couple of them, and you're like, wow, this is fucking stupid.
It's just, no.
They'll bring somebody on just to talk about how the thing is going good or what the fuck ever, and like people are sitting around gasping and,
so online people can feel protesting. Good about
themselves. Yeah.
All Upworthy
it's so
is.
Easy. It's so easy now just to post something.
All Upworthy is a wrapper for YouTube videos.
Yes.
You post the video on your Upworthy site, and people will go to that page to watch a YouTube video embedded instead of going to YouTube. But what they do is they bait you into clicking with a headline, and their headlines have gotten so ridiculous. It's like a man, something like, you know, a man found a Nazi midget on the side of the road.
What happens next is amazing.
What happens next will restore your faith in humanity. Yeah, like they always have like these ridiculous things. And so it's clickbait. So you click through to the Upworthy page and they make money off ads.
I never read them either. Like these things might as well be like they're the 2014 version of Continued on Page 4 for me, where I'm just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
I have a lot of she has a lot of connections, the person who wrote this article, the outrage stories. Lena Dunham being on the cover of Vogue, where they photoshopped her. Of course they photoshopped Lena Dunham. You know who else they photoshopped?
Everybody
on the cover of fucking Vogue.
Yeah.
Be serious.
And you're telling me Lena Dunham's body
doesn't need
is
a little
not
bit of
depressing? It's just not like...
I want to do more than Photoshop.
Yeah, I watch girls, and I don't mind their body, but like a lot of times like it's just not sexy, and it's just super... like it's a downer.
Like, can't you empower yourself without other people watching?
Like there was a episode of Girls where she was trying to be sexy and do this role play shit, and she just doesn't know how. She's an awkward moving, like it just made me sad. Yeah. That's the funny thing about Girls too, because it's a bunch of bad sex on that show. So like they know that she's a downer. Like whatever, just let her be a downer.
We know sometimes life is sad. We're trying to portray all aspects of life.
Oh yeah,
you're making me sad.
Sad. Yeah,
it's really sad for you. The Apple Store closes 6 instead of 7. Go fuck yourself.
On next week's Girls, we watch an episode of Girls. it's sad.
I would just respect it more if she just said, "Hey, look. I'm tired of them only showing what society considers beautiful women, so that's why I show my mess of a body."
She's sort of saying that.
Every week.
I've never heard her say that.
Just say that. We all know she's implying it.
But see, what we're doing right now is we're falling into the rabbit hole of just manufacturing outrage.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the whole idea with this, is there are people whose job it is to find the story that for that couple days will get clicks and make people
outraged. Well, Lena Dunham had the thing. There was some outrage about either pro or con that she was on Mark Maron's podcast. I did not listen.
I heard it was good.
I didn't hear it.
I don't care if it was good or not. I don't want to hear it. I don't find her interesting, so I'm not going to listen. That's it.
Right, but it might be. Shows like that are where you listen to people that you don't really know much about, and you're like, oh, you know what? I found a new side of that person.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to know anything about her.
So. Okay. But you do. But that's what I'm saying. But you
What if on the podcast she's like, okay, this is why I show my awful body. Like she said,
I'm a fat piece.
Like, well, yeah, but then when you say, I've never heard her say this, but you've never checked for her to say that.
I don't care to know. I don't want to know about her personality.
I think this is the point of like the outrage point. It's like everyone sort of decides that they're going to only experience Lena Dunham by being outraged at her. And then if you say, well, I'm not going to learn anything else about her, but all the things that you say, well, why doesn't she do this? Or I've never heard her say that. Well, how do you know? Yeah. You know, you haven't checked for it, but you still have strong opinions about her.
Well, the thing about that is because the way you know now is because of the way the internet is, literally anything anybody says is out there. So if she made a strong statement about the why and the wherefore, why she was doing it, any article where somebody was talking about how basically slamming it, the next sentence would be, and Lena says, this is why.
But would you read the article?
She does that. I read articles about her. I have read about her. I don't like the show. I find the show to be not funny.
Have you watched more than 10 seconds of Small Tits?
I've tried to watch.
I've watched a little
bit. He's got to cleanse it by watching BET Uncut or something like that. I need to watch Tip Drill.
I've watched a little bit of Girls. I think it's just an average show.
I've seen one episode.
It doesn't make me mad that it's...
I've watched all of them.
It doesn't make me mad either. I just don't watch it. I'm like, this show is not for me. so there's no point in me watching it.
I don't watch TV at all for that reason. Just none of it is real. None of the I don't care about anything that goes on because it's not. It's the same thing with girls. Like, this is not real.
Well, that's what this article is getting at. Like, this woman kind of lists a bunch of stories that were like we're mad for a day or two.
It's a guy, Ryan. Patton Oswalt was a bully, which was nonsense. But people got incised about
that. Well, I think that's the point. Like, they're all just nonsense. I think it's just open mic writers.
Obama's got another dog of the same breed instead of rescuing a pit bull. And this is what I want to tell
anybody. If he got a pit bull, they would have lost their fucking minds.
Any white liberal, if Obama shows up with a pit bull, are you serious?
He can't win because he got mom jeans and used to, motherfuckers made fun of him for wearing mom jeans.
You know what he had? Jeans that fit. That's all he had. He had a pair of jeans that fit his body, and they're like, oh, they're mom jeans. Do you understand how you buy clothes? Do you get that? If he goes the other way and they're too low on his ass, oh, he's sagging.
He's the thug president.
They already think that.
He actually said recently that he wore those jeans in particular because he was throwing out the first pitch and wanted some mobility.
Exactly.
What if he walked out in baseball pants?
See, exactly. You know? See, they're not mom jeans. They're pants. Nerd jeans.
Yeah. They're pitcher jeans.
Steve Martin was a racist. He's not.
Well, these are all things that drive clicks.
But what does he say? Does he have another conclusion about this outrage porn?
The next paragraph after he lists all those stories is, are they really that upset or are they reaching? The topics are serious enough that there's nothing to laugh at when it comes to rape or racism, but is that what really was going on here, or do we wish it was so we can be upset? I think people like to self-congratulate and make themselves better. And so they get angry at things that they shouldn't get angry about. They reach and claim things. Speaking of Metzger, there's an article called "The Disturbing Online Trail of Kurt Metzger," which misrepresents a lot of the shit that he has said. And he has said some things that you maybe could be outraged over, but it's said a lot of things. And you read the article, it doesn't match the headline. The headline makes it seem like someone's a full-on racist, and the article is like, "Oh, he said something that people weren't quite sure what he meant," and he said, "Oh, this is what I meant." You know, like, that's it. So there's a lot of shit like that, and people just enjoy being better than.
Could you make the argument, just as this is almost like a devil's advocate thing, that if you have enough people that are outraged about it, you know, it'll start trending and it'll actually become an actual thing?
That's what this is, though. That's why there's a market for all of this stuff.
Because there's an industry for it.
Manufactured outrage, people love it. Like, I'm of the firm believer of, it's just like, this is going to sound fucked up, but like white people in the... white comics especially, and the advent of awkward. I feel like if they didn't have something awkward to, like, they always like to say awkward. If they didn't have something awkward to bring up, they would have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Right.
So I feel like the outrage thing comes. Yeah, I think.
Well, could you say it's like this? Maybe how, you know, how comedians get upset when you're trying to open mic. You're trying to open mic something at a show. When people get offended, you're like, oh, well, I'm just trying it out. Yeah. Could you say that sometimes people are trying to just try out issues to see if it gains enough outrage to make it a...
I would say that's their job. Yeah. I think
like
that,
you
it's
have
their
this
job.
Idea in your head of, okay, X thing is racist or sexist or homophobic. Well, let me throw that out
and see if
anybody agrees with me that this is misogynistic.
Yeah, yeah. And my name's attached to it, so it's my, thing.
And these these outrage porn people will jump right on it because they want to get angry at anything.
They want to be angry also.
And there are buzzwords like misogyny and rape culture and ally and all these things. Yeah. It's sort of the internet is being run by progressive people in their early 20s.
White liberals.
Yeah. That's true. I do not know any of the people.
I fucking loathe white liberals, man. I fucking loathe them.
But especially younger ones.
Yeah, but, I fucking loathe them.
But it's a self-congratulation. That's a big part of it. I'm on the right side of something. I'm so great. And then, like, people will post, like, they'll post one of these articles on Facebook, and then they'll have their own little comment on the post. And it'll be just some comment like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Like, they're offering no insight. They're just saying, I think something bad is bad. I'm good.
Good, yeah. Mm.
And they'll do that. And then when it comes back around... it's people enjoy getting the likes and the comments from people saying, you are good. You're not bad.
Yeah. You just want congratulation for the lowest level of action possible.
Right. It's like Hitler was terrible.
No follow through at all. It's like the lowest level.
No thought, honestly.
Just one thought. I'm a beast.
No thought of the thing you're thinking. No contemplation of the thing you're talking about. You know what I mean?
The initial thought.
Just the impulse.
Zero work.
Maybe those horrible commenters on things are actually advanced because they're trying to combat this whole thing. Like, they're like, oh yeah, that's a pretty good statement for a dirty Jew or something.
This guy wrote an article about how sometimes women don't deserve a good guy.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that article?
I saw that. Yeah,
I read the article and I was like, that's some very good points he was making. Like, you know, women are like, why can't I catch a good guy? And it's like, well, because you're a little bit of a whore. You know, you've had fucking herpes and you run around and blah, blah, blah. And so he's an older guy who's been through some shit, and he wrote this long article about it. And immediately the article was like, it's misogyny. I'm like, he's not being misogynistic.
And what's her counterpoint? There's no counterpoint to that. Like, all right, get me on the issues.
The comments popped up and Romaine was pro the article.
Romaine's been getting a little a little more militant.
Yeah, but he had
it's enjoyable to watch.
He had consistent points.
It's good because he's jumping in the fray a lot. You can tell he's just rolling his eyes and outraged.
Yeah, which is good.
I'm guessing I wonder what that guy's motivation behind writing that article was.
He might have ran into one too many whores. Yeah. And was like, fuck.
Or I was too many girls who too many girls who think, oh, I need to have a good.
Well, you have to consider the source of the article. Sometimes it is someone with their own issue going on.
Yeah.
And so they're not coming from
that's what I was guessing a little bit.
Their motives aren't pure necessarily. So they have their own agenda or their own issues they're trying to work out. Yeah. And then the people commenting, the white knight progressive liberal might be the
here they come.
I want to fuck these girls that you're talking about. I'm going to act like I'm going to stick up for them. And so it's all people just like dealing with their issues. It's like group therapy at some point.
Yeah, the main gist of the article was just that, you know, you say, basically, which we've all said, you say you want a good guy, but you run after the bad boy.
Right.
You don't act in a manner that would be worthy of having a good guy, basically.
Right.
And it was like, well, how dare you say that about women? You're shaming them. Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that you don't act in a manner of which would attract and keep a good guy. There's no different than saying that some low-down dude is not acting in a manner where he's going to get a good, stable woman. It's the same shit. But if you say that about a man, no one gives a fuck about a man. Right. They're like, you are a dirty motherfucker, and you don't deserve a good. They'll tell you right to your fucking face. You don't deserve no good girl. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Super feminism nowadays.
Yeah, you know. So they never see the yin to the yang to the yin is the problem that always bothers me with that. It's always, let's save the girls.
That's what bothers me is a lot of stuff on Facebook. You have to find, it's like, there has to be one person at fault. It's like it could be multiple
things,
and a lot of people don't. So many people just don't recognize that.
Yeah. It reminded me of some article. I wonder if you all might have talked about this on the show, but it was a gold digging girl that was trying to get a man on Craigslist.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, I saw that.
She wrote some big thing like, "Listen, I'm being honest about it. At least I'm 24. I'm hot. Where are all the rich men?" And a dude posing as a CEO probably. But he just wrote her this giant thing about why you're not really presenting the best way for, like, you're not showing a good investment.
Yeah.
And, like, rich people, for the most part,
I actually don't have a problem with her doing that.
No.
She's being honest.
But she's honest about it.
But she should also not have a problem with the response if you have a counterpoint.
No, you can't.
If you have a counterpoint, you're a misogynist.
Yeah, you see? And that's the problem.
Right, but why should it end at just being called the thing? Like, if I'm being called a misogynist, like, okay, please explain to me how.
Explain to me how.
There's no follow-up to the counterpoint.
Well, there was this comedy show. Chris Milner did it. We talked about it last week. The Underwear Comedy Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, people went on stage in their underwear. People we know, Chris Milner was on it. Matty Litwack, some other people. Okay, so that show happened. And pictures were posted of the show on Facebook, which I stared at.
Of course you
for
did.
For a little while.
Just a little while.
For a little while. And then went back, revisited it a little bit later. Then there's a comedian locally who recently did a porn movie. So, two separate situations. Underwear comedy show, comedian who did a porn. Okay? She's female. She did the porn, comedian is a girl. She posted a little like snarky comment on Facebook saying something like, I'm glad to see all these people with these pictures of their underwear show. So now you can have people say, oh, you're just doing that for attention. Kind of like what she probably got.
Well,
from the porn.
Duh.
You're just doing it for attention and you're not a real comic.
What else would you do it for?
Now, there's a vast difference between what she did.
Yes. It's not even
insane. Because they still told jokes.
But this is how they feel. This is how she feels about it. I think I disagree. This is how she feels. So there's all these comments, and some of them from the comics on the show. One of them was like, you can't compare doing a show in your underwear to getting face fucked on the internet.
He's right.
Right.
A lot of truth to that.
Okay. So there are points to be made that are valid points. Okay. And then at some point, a guy comes to her defense
because
she's getting hammered now. In this hammered, arguably worse than in the porn.
Yeah.
Getting hammered, and some guy.
She liked the hammering in the porn.
Some guy comes
on. We assume.
Some guy comes on, and he says, "Wow, there's a lot of misogyny in this thread."
No, there is not.
And it occurred to me when I read it. I saw it like 2-3 days later. I wasn't in on the conversation.
Like, look, if you want to fuck that girl, it's not too difficult.
For the first time ever,
it is now.
For the first time in history, someone suggesting that a girl not get face fucked on the internet is considered a misogynist. Like, that's the length people will go, and the dissonance between, you know, the truth of a situation and they're just white knighting, to call someone a misogynist. They're saying you shouldn't do porn is probably a bad thing for you. So, fucking misogynist. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not misogyny to say maybe a woman shouldn't get her face fucked on the internet.
On the internet. Because you know what? That's going to last forever.
Yeah.
This fucking comedy show.
You know what? She's not going to get herself a good man.
But that... But that guy was white knighting.
I would
because
have to say no. I think I'd agree with you on that one. Unless she moves off the planet.
But that guy was white knighting because he needed to come to her defense.
Yes.
And they're all just outraged for a half hour and they can move on with their lives.
Yes.
You know?
And I don't know. I don't even want to start. I will just say that no, these guys performing in a show in their underwear, which, look, the obvious thing to say is, and I said it, and I stand by my statement, I would not do a show like that because I feel like it cheapens stand-up. It cheapens me as a performer, and it cheapens my performance. That's all I have to say. It turns stand-up from it. Now it's not stand-up anymore. Now it's a spectacle. If you have no problems being a part of a spectacle, that's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine. I don't want to be a spectacle when I'm on stage. That's why I won't do shows like that. I don't see the point in them, and I'm not making myself into a spectacle. Having said that, that is nothing like getting your face fucked on the internet.
What if she's telling jokes while she's getting face fucked?
That is different.
Well, maybe it's different now.
Someone suggested that. Someone said the only way that would be similar is if you were telling jokes during the porn.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, but they got to be like old Catskillian jokes. Like, you got to tap a dick and be like, is this thing on?
You have to have a guy in the corner who does a rim shot on a drum.
A rim shot while a rim shot happens.
Take my hymen, please.
That's how I feel. Yeah. For her to suggest that is she's reaching, trying to defend her little act.
She's trying to bring more attention to herself.
She's trying to get more attention.
Did she put a link to her face fucking?
One doesn't have to be a way. Just because you do one doesn't mean you're not also doing the other.
But even still, to me, like, she's coming from where she's coming from. I disagree with it. But the fact that someone would come to her defense with that, saying that, you know, it just seems like buzzwords like misogyny. It's just they're thrown around. And people just, once they throw that Trump, it's almost like calling someone a racist now.
Yeah,
they throw the Trump card down and you're like, no, I'm not. Now you're defending yourself against that accusation rather than having the conversation.
But everybody that uses those buzz terms ends up thinking that is the only argument you need, just throwing the card down, and then you don't have to say anything else.
Right.
And she's like, she's the one creating the argument, too. There was nothing there before she started bringing up shit.
Did you read the thread?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I mean, I know who was involved.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, you know everybody involved, yeah.
But she created the argument herself, bringing up old shit. So it was almost exclusively for her ego. She didn't need to bring anything up.
Yeah, because
nobody was thinking about what she was thinking. Nobody was relating it to what she did, and nobody cared until she brought it up.
So you opened the door, you're going to get tomahawked.
Yeah.
Because you opened the door.
But
here comes this 360 tomahawk slam on your ass and put my nuts in your face again.
You're on a poster.
Here it comes.
But she didn't just open the door to discourse. She opened the door to people who need to be outraged right now to feel good about themselves.
Yes.
And be on the right side of something.
And then they came.
Outrage porn. That's what it's about. It's like people just need to, every couple days, they need to get really mad about something that they can win in their minds. Like, I'm good. I'm such a good person.
Well, you know what? She does a good job of doing that. I would say that, creating outrage porn.
She might be.
I want to ask you all about this, though. Like, how do? Because I feel like I've been affected by this, like the whole outrage thing now. But the way I feel like I've been affected by it is I don't care about a lot of shit. Like, I just don't.
You get fatigued by it.
Just fatigue. I don't care about a lot of stuff.
That's what he says in the article if you keep reading.
Yeah.
It pulls away from real issues.
Yeah. There's nothing. I can't even be brought to care about things on a regular level because it's all phony. Like, it's just like, whatever.
It's funny you should say that. I was having a discussion with a lady this morning about a discussion I had with Reggie Melbro about the WNBA. Me, Reggie, and Danny. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had a chance. We are going to bring him on to defend the discussion.
That was getting heated, and I'm just like, I'm walking away from
right
this.
There.
Yes, there's a perfect example. I'm like, I don't give a fuck enough about this. Heated. And I walked away.
It was getting heated because he tried to turn it into misogyny.
Who, Reggie?
Yeah, because he feels like the reason why WNBA is not just because men don't like women.
No, it's just because they're bad at basketball.
And Danny, that's what Danny said. Danny was like, if you say you don't like female basketball, now you're a misogynist. Like, no.
Then I guess I'm a misogynist then.
I want my fast break to end in a dunk.
All right. Everybody's afraid of the terms. It's like, listen, if you accept the terms, it's like, all right, what happens next?
I'm not being a misogynist, you know, but it turns into that, and I don't like that.
Let's go worst case scenario. If you were being a misogynist, like, yeah, I'm a misogynist. Now what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now what?
But now you don't get to have this conversation. So someone calls someone a racist. Now you're labeled. You're out. You got to go sit in the penalty box.
That's how you do it. You accept it kills their emotions.
But that's
so
just where the judgment
happens.
That's when we point at you and laugh and jeer or whatever. But it's like, if that's what's going on, like, all right, yeah, I'm a racist. All right, well, tell me about that.
Right.
Like, everybody's afraid of the thing and they don't want to go anymore because they don't have good arguments.
It's the Godwin's law. It's like, you know, invoking Hitler. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know who else did that? Hitler. You know, and then so you're like, oh, I win. I compared you to, I found something you have in common with Hitler or misogyny or racism, and so now we don't have, and now I'm better.
Why doesn't anybody just want to blow the shit up? It's like, if you know you're not, all right, if you say something like that and you try to compare me to Hitler, it's like, okay, fine, I'm just going to Hitler it up.
Right.
Because I know I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Give me some Jews to kill, Philippe. Get over here.
Hey, you know what? We own everything now. So
yeah, that's true.
Word.
That's true. We love the Jews on Three Guys On.
We got to get out of here on this podcast.
Is it time for us to get
hour
out?
Hour 20, yeah.
Yeah,
we
all right.
Record Thursday.
You guys got anything coming up?
I got a couple of private gigs for the improv.
Well, shut up. Those don't count.
Well, I'm
No, you can go to pscomedy.com. You can take my stand-up comedy
class.
You'll
be in one of two spots.
I'll be at the Arlington Draft House all week.
Favorite.
Favorite.
I'll be on the Underoos comedy show. It's all Underoos. No. I don't have any. I don't have anything of note coming
Jen
up.
Tisdale
I have some
friends.
Things coming up.
Jen Tisdale and Friends.
In a couple weeks.
That's the porno show.
I'm going to be having a BBW Freak Fest at Philippe's house.
Starring Jen Tisdale and Friends.
Jews, and BBWs.
Starring Jen Tisdale and Friends.
Herbie. He said her name.
Yeah.
Herbie.
A couple times.
Munch in the Mouth Gill.
Munch in the Mouth. $20.
Your mouth.
$25 if you want some Alizé and Costco chicken wings. And we get all the pina colada butt lotion.
Alizé
you want.
Is the cheapest liqueur out.
Pina colada butt lotion.
That's very specific, isn't it?
It's incredibly specific.
It's very specific.
It's a little too specific.
We on vacation. I'm taking all the power back. Pina colada butt lotion for everybody.
Thanks, people, for coming in on this podcast. Don't worry. The shows that I have advertised last week, the Friday one went very well. I don't know how the Saturday one's going to go. I want to thank anybody who came. We'll be talking about it on the next podcast.
Right.
I'll give you the whole lowdown on it if you want to know it. If you don't, I'm still going to talk about it, so fuck you. Come back on Thursday. We will be here for you guys. Herbie and Philippe will also be sitting in, as usual. So, as usual.
Wait, what?
You guys are
as requested.
Now.
Wait, what happened?
You guys are going to be sitting in on Thursday with us. So you guys come on back on Thursday, and we will be here for you guys. We hope you enjoy today's podcast, and we hope you're all out there raising your daughters.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
That has been...
Oh, I'm Herbie Gill still.
Start back over. Start back over.
Stop.
Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast and hope you're out there raising your daughters. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
That has been
Herbie Gill.
And that has been
Philippe Schaefer.
And we are Three Guys On, plus one, equaling four, and we are out. Running, nothing, running.